Jack Logan fighting Airman. The Case of the Red Bordello. The streets are dark with something more than night. I walk out in the rain and back in rain. Though I outwalk the furthest city light, I can't outwalk my shadow, outwalk pain of Lizzie's death. An interrupted cry comes over houses from another street. I know that cry. You hear it when men die, when something sharp turns them from flesh to meat. A knot of beggars, drunks, and prostitutes around a body, but what takes my eye is her, the type that takes away your breath. A luminary clock against the sky is ringing bells out for the time of death. A drunk man leers at her. What's your name, Toots?
A drunk man leers at me. What else is new? It's happened all my life, or at least since my breasts came in. It makes me want to rinse. But I can't let these people misconstrue the reason why I'm here, by the dead man. So I hitch up my chest and play the part. I guess seduction is a kind of art. Though men like that would make a garbage can out of my body, fill it with desires, with acts they learned from taking in stag flicks. Well, I can act as well, and make the tricks believe in me. And that is what transpires. I strike my most convincing hooker pose and, sweet as I can, lie. My name is Rose. My name is Rose.
She sweetly grins.
You should come up and visit us sometime. My girls know how to wash away your sins.
The lighted church clock bangs out one last chime, then's silent as the galaxy above. I learned in school that galaxy means milk. That some Greek goddess leaked stars out of her breasts. I've known some goddesses, the silk kimono with the crack of noon type. But this one, well, I'd join her religion. She goes back inside the red bordello, shut inside like fantasy. Though that is free. Then there's the corpse. I check. Still dead. One clue. Red rose on a white matchbook. It'll do. The matchbook's blank, except for a red rose, but that's sufficient to suggest the fellow with the switchblade in him was the sort goes to do his business at the Red Bordello. It's quite a garden there. Each color rose planted around the bar for men to pluck. When I walk in, the door tough strikes a pose. I laugh and slip the waiter a sawbuck. There's a man outside who's so darn sick he's dead. I found this matchbook in his clothes. I'm not a cop. I'm not a private dick. I'm just a curious type. Then talk to Rose. Rose talks to me all night without her clothes. By morning, I'm her man. That's quite a trick.
Living's an act of faith, not just a trick the body plays on us. And I have trust that loving's also faith. not just the bust and bicep, the new dance that makes us click. Living's an act for me, of theater. I've always played the role of women for an audience of men, a kind of whore in my own right. And now I'm playing her. Poor Rose was sick. The worms who found her bed at night, the choices she had, destitute and battered, sickened her. Like Rose, I'm sick of men. And yet, there's Jack. But Rose is dead, and Jack must think I'm just a prostitute performing passion for another trick.
She is tricked out in something scanty. Looks like a light wind would rip it like a cloud. From bed I watch through lashes, two black books, a stack of cash, a gun. I give a loud yawn, as if surfacing from a dream, and stretch and wave my arms in semaphore. Just then, boots clomp on the wood stairs, a scream, a shout, a scuffle outside the door.
Jack, this way, fast!
She hisses, climbing out the window to the fire escape.
Spider Floyd's on his way!
No time. I spin about and step in front of the window so as to hide her. Give up the frail, the gunman scowls. Instead, I look at him and smile. Ah, shut your head. I'll open up your head, says Spider, hard. And you'll be leaking plenty, lest you spill. I casually sit upon the windowsill and stare at him. A knife glints like a shard of glass, then quivers next to my left ear. Another throwing blade is in his hand. Sure, Buttercup. I think I understand, I say, but I think I need atmosphere. And I roll back and out. The next knife clangs the fire escape, but I'm already sliding down the steel ladder and then quickly hiding behind rank rows of trash cans. Spider bangs down to the alley, curses. I'm discreet. I tail him to a place on Angel Street. The face of Spider Floyd is like an angel. The sort of angel offers you an apple. He's flash. He's jazz. He's angling for an angle. His eyes are dead. He'd sooner shoot than grapple, being the dapper, slender sort of thug. Doesn't want to break his polished nails. Framed in the door is Spider's pretty mug, a pistol in his hand. I don't like tails, he growls. That's funny. I heard you was born with one, I smile. He smiles back with a smile. Should be in a movie. Maybe porn. Commences pistol whipping me a while. I wake up to a choir of devils singing. Either my head or else a phone is ringing. Thank you. phone is ringing somewhere in my head. Or maybe someone's banging hammers on an iron oven. Spider must be gone somewhere, and I guess maybe I'm not dead. A heap of broken images goes round till I decipher. I'm tossed in a chair, pretty messed up.
I see they mussed your hair,
comes Rose's voice.
Behave. Spider went down to the first floor, and I snuck up the back.
When lovely woman stoops to folly and she holds an automatic in her hand, you answer what she asks.
You a cop, Jack?
No, Rose.
Like hell. I've seen just how it goes with cops. You won't pin murder on this, Rose. But how can you pin murder on a dead woman? The problem is, I can't prove that I'm not Rose, now Al's been murdered. You've got to admit the irony. I said to him when I went in, no one could tell me from my sister. After years on stage, playing gun moles and madams, four engagements each 6 weeks, I trip no warning bell. But now, I've played the part with so much art, I can't establish my identity. Can't prove it's not my name on the marquee. They never could tell Rose and me apart. And now, it's curtains, Rose. The curtain falls, and you won't rise again for curtain calls. The curtain rises on a scene. Here's Jack. His lovely face so swollen it's inflated. Here is the heroine. Here is a shack, abandoned, knocked askew, dilapidated, a bare room barely lit by a bare light. Here is a desk, and hidden in the back, the white book scribbled with a code that might uncode the black books, putting me on track to find out why my sister Rose was killed. I can't let Jack catch on. Don't trust him yet. Someone in all this mess turned coat and spilled. It's all an act, this acting rough. But I act well. I light a cigarette, put on a pin-up smile, and then get tough.
She pins a smile onto her face, the way you'd pin a butterfly to a corkboard, and sweetly says,
if I hear just one word from you, I'll make you a new mouth, okay?
Pressing the Luger up against my Adam's apple. And she is one sweet apple herself, in her tight-laced corset, rimmed with fur and tiny skirt, a looker among madams. She has a face to make a reprobate out of an archbishop. I'm a believer. I can't take her, and yet I can't leave her, though I'm no priest. I love you, Rose, I state with tenderness. She dips the gun, her wrist gone weak. That's when I kiss her with my fist. I kiss her with my fist, and she goes slack, the way a hooker's dress drops to the floor. I kick the gun away and lock the door. She mumbles something weakly.
Me too, Jack. I love you too.
Ah, hell. What a swell dame. Outside the prostitution, gambling. Oh, and just a little homicide, a joke could take her home to mom. I'm not to blame, she's a whore, and with a heart of tin, no kind of damsel. When she looks distressed, her face would make a stockbroker divest of money, make a saint invest in sin. But still, I just can't leave her here for them. I guess I've fallen for this fatal femme.
I'm not the type who falls for muscle guys. And something's off with Jack, that he would want a madame or a murderer, disguise or not. Or something's off with me. I can't pretend. I don't enjoy pretending. But tending to Rose's garden at the Red Bordello as a madame with a gat inside her purse, an airman in her bedroom, hasn't knocked my head askew. But Jack must see too many movies, thinks he'll own this Rose. We both are trapped inside our poses, the tough guy fighting mobsters on our track, the bad girl lounging in her dressing gown. An insect in the bed will kill the roses.
Falling for Rose just might be fatal, but what's not? I'm just an airman with a knack for trouble and a killer uppercut. I know Spider Floyd is on our track, but spend the afternoon at Rose's dive because you can't keep days inside a box. Maybe to love a tramp's a paradox, but no one's getting out of here alive. I'm not just killing time with Rose. Time does the murdering. Rose stitches up the cut across my heart. I hold her tight in bed because I've learned of love one thing. It goes. It's true that time is a great teacher, but unfortunately kills its students dead. I am a student of death, Mortician Joe Martin says. The pistol, bomb, and knife and their particular effects. If life is sickness, you can cure it with a gun. The fellow over there with a switchblade stuck in his heart had bigger problems than 4 inches of sharp steel. The gentleman was killed and later stabbed. A masquerade. It took a while to figure out how he died. Joe turns away from where the corpse is flayed in autopsy, hands me the switchblade, smiling. He looks a bit self-satisfied. Stop dancing, Joe. Just tell me what you found. Seawater in his lungs. The fellow drowned. The fellow drowned? Who was he, Joe? A sailor? Hardly. How many sailors do you know who have 5 large in their billfolds? Who blow their noses on fine silk? Who have a tailor fit their suits? Nah, the man there's moniker is Algernon Byrne Westlander III. A stuffed shirt type. Now more of a stuffed bird. But he was the deputy commissioner. I whistle at that news. Why is a white shirt like Algy pitching woo out at the Red Bordello? His type gets a dame in bed with just his name. He don't need a pro skirt. Thanks, Joe. Let's snort some giggle juice. Ah, no. I gotta fit Al for his wood kimono. Algernon, or as I dub him, Algy, got tossed into the drink and drank a lung or two of salt water and ocean algae. But here's the little thing that has me hung. We live in Chi Town. No salt water for 1,000 miles. So tell me, how this fellow sucked sea. I'm stumped. I knock on Rose's door.
Culture tonight,
she says. Takes me to Othello. Uh-huh. I know. Oh, what-o? It's a play. I ain't from Cultureville. I'm from Chicago, like Al Capone. But Rose has some great gams, so I will play her way. Though I should say, just like that fellow in the play, Iago, or was it Popeye? I ams that I ams. I am the guy I am. So, at the theater, I'm watching all the hi-hats in the crowd. One man, Bad Eyes Rose, as if he ate her for lunch and got a bellyache. The loud G on the stage is spitting wind and slang so jingle brain there ain't no tail or head to it. At intermission, I go hang my elbows on the bar.
Get to the shed!
A whisper comes from to my back. I know that voice. It's Spider Floyd.
The boss is at the opening.
Spider and Bad Eye go, and Rose come gets me. Rose, that spider cat.
I know. This theater's being shaken down, like every other business in Chi Town. In Chi Town, every store shakes out the cash, or else the big guy who's behind the scenes will whack you, blast your place to smithereens. Or Angel Face will burn the store to ash,
says Rose.
He's like a gangster god. The law can't touch him.
Snow is sifting down outdoors like salt. Joe Morton made a salt that pours instead of clumps. He found the formula. If they had that at Sodom and Gomorrah, when fire and brimstone rained and cities burned, that woman who looked back would not have turned to a salt pillar, right? Well, I'm not sure of this stuff. Maybe the dame would still have bought the farm. As things shake out, it was her lot.
Back on the farm, I taught myself a lot by watching animals. My sister Rose protected me against our dad. She taught me sacrifice. And when he ripped her clothes, I heard the screams like mating cats. The weeping. At 14, I took off. My pop was found, a kitchen knife stuck in his back, blood seeping from the icebox to the back door. Around the pool, the starving animals collected, lapping it up, as later, men drew round to drink Rose in. I think that I've detected her killer and the place where she was drowned. The Shed Aquarium and Al Capone. I leave Jack sleeping and drive there, alone. Dear Jack, you're lovely, sleeping on the bed, and all I want to do is crawl inside the covers next to you. But I can't hide from what I have to do. I'm at the Shed Aquarium, 10,000 gallons of salt water, right? It must be where poor Al and Rose were drowned. How strange that you should call me by my sister's name and fall in love with her. Rose is a part I'm acting, Jack, to make her murderer think she's alive. When Spider tried to kill me in that dive, I knew Capone had ordered the attack. Dear Jack, you're lovely, sleeping on the bed. Don't follow me. If I'm not back, I'm dead.
I follow, but the opening party's done. There's just the wilting tinsel, empty glasses, a janitor, and my false Rose is gone. I grab the janitor's arm as he passes and twist. He screams, "Ah!" And I twist harder. "Where?" I ask. "Where what?" he moans. I twist until I hear a crack. And, "Where?" I ask, and stare him in the eyes till he knows that I'll kill him soon, unless he gives it up. "The BIM?" he asks. "You want to know about the dish? Al's gun sills grabbed her, coming up to him, gun in her fist. I don't know where she is." I wrench his arm until I hear it break. He shrieks, "She's at his hideout at the lake!"
I found the secret island hideout. Now, two speedboats jet from the bay, opening up with machine guns mounted on the bow. I nudge the wind in my red biplane, slingshot on an updraft, dodge the first barrage, then bank and dive right down their throats. The hissing bullets rip my fuselage, but I let loose with bombs, and now the boats are bloody flame, and so the good guy wins. Until a black plane dives out of the void and shreds my wings. The handsome pilot grins as smoke and flame decant. It's Spider Floyd. I stall to make him smash my plane, the brute. Then grin too, dropping in my parachute. My parachute drifts toward the high treetops, and as I float, it all begins to gel. How Rose was drowned for working with the cops. They must have tortured her to make her tell who she was working for. So Algernon is next. But meantime, here's Violet running the red bordello. Rose is gone, and stiffs don't walk. But they can't take that bet. Because there is the matter of the books, that Rose got off a drunken gangster trick, Capone's accountant. The white book, a scrawl with fake expenses, and the two black books of real accounts. Capone. Nothing will stick to him. I drop, but swear he'll take the fall.
I clip the guard behind the ear. He falls. I'm through the window with my silencer spitting hushed death and spattering walls with abstract paintings, all in red. A stir in the hallway.
Hey, in there!
Two men burst in and taste two bullets. I leap over them and find the stairs down to the underground. I waste a shot on shadows and then cat feet behind me. A knife scrapes my ribcage, but I whirl and slam the knife man up against the stone, gun to his neck and grit. Where's the girl? He spills the dope and then spills blood. Alone in a locked room, I find my Violet.
Hi, Jack.
She smiles.
You got a cigarette? Hi, Jack.
She smiles.
You got a cigarette?
She's chained up to a chair and bruised blue-black. Her dress torn down her shoulder across her back. And that's how I first meet my Violet. But then I see her eyes flick to something behind me, and her smile congeals to ice. I spin too slow and catch the knife blade twice, once in my arm, once in my chest. But bring the gun around, and just before I shoot, his large brown eyes expand, his lips form, "No!" Before he dies, he grips my legs below the knee. I kick his hand off with my boot, grab Violet and run down to the pier, steal a speedboat and shoot off in high gear.
We stole a speedboat and kept going till we got to Canada, where we laid low until we thought the heat was off. But how I had to plead with Jack not to go kill Capone and get himself blipped off in turn. Now I'm off Broadway, playing a gun mall again. And Jack and I have found a small bungalow in New Jersey. And we burn up the dance halls, and we are happy here. Jack couldn't quite believe I was alive when he arrived. But as I tell him, love, they couldn't kill me till they found out where I'd stashed the books. But how could I confess I mailed the two black books to Elliot Ness?